From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October 15th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that a judge in the Stacy Post felony eavesdropping case on Wednesday, October the 14th, threw out the criminal indictment filed against the Windham Town supervisor. The reasoning behind the decision was not immediately known. The case has been sealed since County Supreme Court Justice Richard Mott was assigned to the matter in May. Mott's decision is expected to be made public early on Thursday. Mott's ruling was made in response to an omnibus motion filed by Post following the February indictment. Post was indicted on 30 felony counts of eavesdropping, official misconduct, and possession of eavesdropping devices. It is alleged that she placed audio and video recording devices in Windham Town Hall to monitor the conversations of town employees and visitors. Post has continued to serve as town supervisor and is seeking re-election on November the 3rd. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal that Republican Party candidate for Prattsville Town Supervisor Michelle Blaine will reportedly decline the post if elected. Blaine is challenging incumbent Corey O'Hara, a Democrat. Blaine has not formally announced her intentions. However, Carol Eagleman, the GOP deputy commissioner at the Greene County Board of Elections, reported that Blaine would not serve. Eagleman said Blaine contacted the Board of Elections on September the 30th about taking her name off the ballot. She said she was having second thoughts about running. Blaine has also spoken with Michelle Brainard, chair of the Prattsville Democrats and town employee. Brainard said, and I quote, "She asked me to please spread the word. She said she wanted to take her name off the ballot but couldn't, and that even if she is elected, she would not accept the job," end quote. If Blaine wins and resigns, the town board would choose her replacement in January, when the position would be officially vacant. That person would serve 1 year of a 2-year term. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the first Hudson mayoral debate was held on Wednesday, October the 14th, at the John L. Edwards Primary School. Chamber of Commerce President David Colby served as moderator, posing questions to incumbent Mayor William H. Hallenbeck, Jr., a Republican, and Democrat challenger Tiffany Martin Hamilton. The candidates answered questions submitted by audience members and screened by Columbia Green Media Managing Editor Mary Dempsey. The candidates were queried about what was in store for their first 100 days in office, their plans for affordable housing, how they could better support the business community, and if they would support a community review board for the Hudson Police Department. They also discussed gentrification, the truck route, and crime. Mason writes that Hallenbeck often returned to his central theme that he has kept taxes low for the past 3 years, while increasing the fund balance and revenues. Hamilton charged that during Hallenbeck's tenure, a culture of no has been created and that it's time for that to change. The second and final debate will be held at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October the 28th, at the Montgomery C. Smith Intermediate School. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Also, you can go to WGXC Newsroom at newsroom.wgxc.org to play or download audio of the first public conversation between Hallenbeck and Hamilton during the October 7th broadcast of Something to Talk About. Kenneth C. Crow II in the Albany Times Union reports that the Rensselaer County Legislature rejected a local law to regulate blasting in an effort to halt the Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline and never considered another. A Republican-sponsored law that would have imposed blasting limits on projects that use state or federal eminent domain laws went down 19-0. The Democrats put forth a blasting bill similar to the one passed by the Albany County Legislature, but it was never considered. The Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline would cut across Albany and Rensselaer counties, and October the 16th is the deadline for comments on environmental issues concerning the pipeline with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. In Rensselaer County, the Kinder Morgan Pipeline would pass through Skodak, Nassau, and Steventown. Legislature Chairman Stan Brunell, Republican of Hoosac, said, and I quote, "We recognize that this project is not in the best interest of those living in Rensselaer County, particularly in the towns of Skodak, Nassau, and Steventown. The NED project could hurt the quality of life, health, safety, and property values of these communities," end quote. He promised a crowd of about 100 that the legislature would draft a blasting bill. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. And in our final story, John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson City Democrats announced on Tuesday, October the 13th, the committee is now supporting 3rd Ward President Tom DiPietro in his bid for Common Council President. DiPietro is not affiliated with any party. Despite the committee endorsement, his name will only appear on the All Hudson line at the bottom of the ballot. In a statement released on Tuesday, committee chairman Michael Chamides wrote, and I quote, DiPietro values open and honest government. As council president, he will seek everyone's input and then steer the city in the right direction, end quote. DiPietro said, and I quote, I'm glad to accept the Hudson Democrats' endorsement. Together we will work to make a great city even better, end quote. The Democrats' original candidate, the committee's former chairman and current vice chairman, Victor Mendolia, withdrew from the race in August. However, his name will still appear on both the Democrat and the Working Family lines of the ballot. DiPietro's remaining opponent, Claudia Di Stefano, has the Republican Conservative Independence lines. Incumbent Common Council President Don Moore is not seeking re-election. He is instead a candidate for Hudson 3rd Ward Supervisor. The general election is November the 3rd. Full disclosure, DiPietro and Mendolia are WGXC programmers. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with the temperature high near 61 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 45. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers mainly before 10 a.m., partly sunny with a temperature high near 61 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. Sunrise today was at 7:08 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:13 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 4 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes less than yesterday. Today is day one of the WGXC Dead Air Pledge Drive. Tune in for special remote broadcast and tune out for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. Please donate now. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 15th day of October 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.